This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, today's the day. It's Monday. It is March 25th. And today's the day where Donald Trump has to have that bond or that money for the court in New York. Otherwise, they may start seizing his properties and he can't go to appeal. Folks, if you ever wanted to see what it looks like when somebody is denied due process in this country, this will become the textbook case, I think, showing just how far they're willing to go to make sure that you can't vote for your candidate. Just to make sure that you understand that if you step out of line, if you say the wrong thing, you have the wrong idea, you have the wrong attitude, well, you know, the sky literally is the limit for what could be imposed upon you, and then you have no other recourse. It just is. Folks, is that the kind of America, is that the kind of country that we're going to be living in, that we want to live in, that we're going to allow? Well, I'm hoping that the resounding answer that's reverberating out there across this station, wherever you are, is a resounding no. Well, once again, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Monday edition. As we said, it's March the 25th, and that is D-Day for Donald Trump. We'll tell you about that here a little bit more in just a moment. First, we want to welcome everybody to the show this morning. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, which is kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we've heard from Richard the Marine and many others already this morning. We appreciate it so very much. You can send in a message simply by going over to KyleWarrenShow.com. Now, since it is Monday, typically we speak with Frank Salvato here in this segment of the program. As many of you know, we've been letting you know that he's been under the weather. He was not with us on Friday as well, but we were hoping to have him back here on Monday, but we heard from him earlier today. He's going to be coming back on Friday, I believe, at this point. We're pretty sure about that. He's feeling a lot better, but I'll tell you what, folks, we just really appreciate Frank so very, very much, and I always look forward to talking with him. It's always a great time, and I learn a lot. And he's always just so great here on the show. But he is feeling still under the weather, so we're going to send him our best wishes, of course, to get well very, very soon. And, folks, head over to undergroundusa.com. That's undergroundusa.com. That's Frank's website. You can find out more about him there and what all the great articles, all the great material that he has over there. He's also author of the book Nullification. That's available on Amazon as well. You can go over to Amazon, type in Frank Salvato, type in Nullification. You'll be off and running from there. And as I was saying last Friday, I said, let's get a book surge going. And so if you have not yet had the opportunity to pick up a copy of his book, now would be a great time to do that. And once again, we'll be talking with Frank here again on Friday for his regular segment on the program, his regular group of segments on the program. So once again, best wishes going out to our good friend, Frank Salvato, to get well very, very soon. So once again, folks, welcome back to the show, of course. We have so much to tell you about. We were talking about Donald Trump, but I do want to bring you up to date of what we know right now in terms of that terrorist attack that happened. We talked about this, of course, on the weekend show, this from the AP, the auditorium at Crocus City Hall, was about three quarters full with the crowd waiting to see Picnic. It's a band popular since the Soviet days of the early 1980s, but the concert was sold out in the 6,200 seat hall. Some of them, some of the audience was still likely getting food or were shedding their heavy coats in the cloakroom. It was 7 to 10 minutes before the start of the show, scheduled for 8 p.m., said concert goer David Primoff. Then came the popping sounds. Initially, I thought fireworks or something like that, Primoff told the Associated Press. I looked at my colleague, and he also said fireworks, probably. But it wasn't pyrotechnics. At least four khaki-clad men with automatic weapons were in the building firing incessantly. Then they saw the concert hall on fire. It was the start of the deadliest attack on Russian soil in years that left 137 people dead. That is an unbelievable number, my friends. And more than 180 more injured in what President Vladimir Putin called a bloody barbaric terrorist act. That is the right statement. It's exactly what it was. Although, says the article here, he sought to tie Ukraine to it, an affiliate of the Islamic State group claimed responsibility, which U.S. intelligence officials confirmed. Kyiv denied any involvement. Four suspects were arrested in Russia's Bryansk region. And my friends, again, just all of our thoughts and prayers go out to anybody who was affected by this. This is a cowardly act. And when we say these kinds of phrases, you know, it doesn't make it any easier. It doesn't make it any better. Again, our thoughts and prayers do go out to these individuals. This is a major, major terrorist attack. And one thing that, again, concerns me, as I mentioned on the weekend show, and that is, since we know that bad actors have come across the southern border and likely other ways as well, it does beg the question, can something like this happen here? France, by the way, as a result of their own policy of having a terror attack in the proximity that it is, they've raised their level to the highest alert level possible. Again, I think it's important to realize that because of the Biden administration policies, you know, we don't know what bad actors, we don't know what operatives, we don't know who's come across the southern border. And that is one of the most shameful things in American history, that this is being allowed to continue. This is completely irregular. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. It is the Monday edition. Kyle Warren with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Folks, 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. Monday edition continues on. And we've been going strong ever since 2 a.m. Eastern time this morning. And one of the great things about being on this show, doing this show, and bringing the show to you is the fact that, you know, we try to our level best to make sure that your morning goes by very quickly, especially if you're working out there, whatever you're doing across the country. We're very, very glad to be part of your morning, of your overnight hours, and hopefully they go by pretty quick, and we have a lot of fun, and we talk to a lot of great people. And we're just, glad to be there for you. All right. Well, speaking of that, we do have the telephone lines lighting up here this segment. Let's head on over and find out what Eric in Tennessee has on his mind this morning. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Real quick, as an aside before I start, you got to play, every time you go and talk about the border issue, you got to play Phil Collins' Illegal Alien song. Just a little... it's no fun. Yeah, right. Anyway, hey, I'm glad a little levity to the situation
in this
horrific world we're living in. Yeah. Hey, real quick, you were talking with Denise last hour, great segments that when she's on regarding Islamic terrorism, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, she had mentioned that, and ISIS, I'm using air quotes, this alleged ISIS-K stuff going on there. I'm not saying there's not bad people. First off, when has any ISIS entity attacked a Western country? It hasn't happened. They only go after the enemy du jour, if you will, the adversary du jour,
mm-hmm.
when it's convenient to fulfill, I'm just going to say, Western foreign policy. I was a scenario developer in my previous life. I've seen this. I've tracked it. I've tracked suicide bombings, you know, when back in the day. And this is the only thing I can come to. What was the motive and the intent of alleged ISIS-K attacking Russia? They are a Sunni. If you follow the headlines and read, they're a Sunni, allegedly a Sunni organization. Okay. Russia years ago put down the Chechen issue years ago after the Beslan massacre. That was what, an 04-ish time frame, where they commandeered a school and massacred like 700 kids and teachers. Then they two suicide bombers blew up either one or two different planes at altitude, flying from Krapistan into Russia somewhere. I think that was an 05-06 time frame. Then you had the Chechens take over the theater. In town in Russia, they took over that theater, and they had to send Russian special forces in to wipe these SOBs out. Okay, that's an ongoing issue. Chechens are on the battlefield in Ukraine, fighting on both sides of the issue. You have the Chechen nationalists fighting with Ukraine, and then the Chechen loyalists to the Kremlin fighting on the other side. So, it's a wicked tale we weave here.
Mm-hmm.
But getting back to this attack, okay? Putin, there is no way. Cui bono. What's the benefit of Putin attacking and killing 100, God bless those people, 137 plus? There's still people that could pass away a month from now from their injuries. This quote unquote terror attack isn't over yet, in my opinion. Now people can hem and haw about this, but you look back. Guess who funded ISIL and ISIS back in the day? It was U.S. funding that had gone to Qatar that was sent to the forward, if you will, of ISIS that was going on in Syria and northern Iraq. There's Western fingerprints on this, in my opinion. This isn't a conspiracy theory. You just track the lineage and the Socratic thought process in this. There's something going on.
So do you don't think that it's a false flag from Putin, but you think it's still existential? But for what purpose? How does that? Because in other words, if it's from Ukraine, it would be kind of a weird way of trying to escalate that.
Fair enough. Now I can see that logic line, logistics line that you're talking about. Okay, here's the thing: it doesn't have to quote unquote come from Ukraine. Okay, these are agents. I'm willing to bet there's MI5 and 6. There's CIA, Knox, or controllers involved somewhere in this. They always pop up when, quote unquote, we need something done or we need to influence this. Now, people can, I can lay it out, if I have enough time. But anyway, what was there? Usually, if traditional Islamic fundamentalism terrorism, and this goes back to Pidge and the Hamas and PLO back in the day. Okay, there is a specific message they're sending. Why would ISIS-K be attacking a theater? This goes back to March 6th or 7th. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow released a travel advisory, and they said, "Watch to Americans, don't travel here. There, beware of imminent attack at a concert." Okay, number one, that information was derived from the Central Intelligence Agency. If people put all the stories together, CIA provided the intelligence to the U.S. Embassy. You mean to tell me, with all the assets on the ground, all the electronic collections stuff, all the assets, all this, that, and the other that they have on the ground in Eurasia? Okay, no one knows who was going to do it, but they know it was going to be a concert. They know this. I'm calling Bravo Sierra on that. Okay,
yeah.
Now, allegedly, the U.S. Embassy tells the Russian Federation, hey, we got this attack coming. Russia's like, what are you talking about? We're not picking up anything. Not saying that it doesn't happen. How's the FSB? They're just as competent as anyone in the CIA.
It is very interesting that the FSB did not seem to be able to anticipate this.
Okay, follow the logic on this. Now bring that back to October 7th attack in Israel, with the Western intelligence agencies, CIA, the French, the Germans, the Israelis, the whomever else, you know, whoever else is in the region that's been in that region for decades and decades. They didn't hear anything about an attack coming. Oh Lord, but they knew they were planning it for 2 years. I'm calling baloney on that, man.
Yeah.
You understand? You see this logic? You follow them.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Initially, because I think we all suffer a hangover from September 11th, and presumably rightfully so, because now we get the open border issue. Well, people think back after September 11th, right? You think back to the George W. Bush administration. He wins election, re-election in 2004. What was one of the first things he talked about? He said, and I'm paraphrasing, I intend to use my political capital regarding the border. We need compassionate conservatism, the comprehensive immigration reform. If it was serious, it would have been shut down. President can shut the border down with a stroke of a pen. Boom. It's done. Shut down.
Yeah.
Give it 12 hours. Completely shut down. No more. What do they use the excuse? Well, we need to ensure that we have commerce crossing the border. Well, where does that come from? That comes from the North American Treaty of...
Free Trade Agreement.
So we can't violate a treaty.
Yeah.
Because the treaty supersedes the Constitution. So there's multiple facets on this stuff going on. And if it's serious and they're bad and now we got 2%, I call her, the vice president, going out saying, hey, our foreign policy, we need to support, stop Rafah invasion, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
She's a red line.
She's supposed to be the border... in charge of the border. How come she's never been interviewed or put on the spot about the border?
Well,
where's their GOP on this?
Yeah, no kidding.
She's supposed to be in charge of AI also. No one's questioning that. You see what I'm getting at?
I'd be very concerned if she was really in charge of AI. Very much so.
Yeah. 100%. Hey, thanks for letting me vent a little
bit.
Sure. Excellent segments. I appreciate it, and you have a good day, man.
You too. Thank you, Eric. Take care. Right. Eric in Tennessee, everybody. We appreciate him very much. And you know what, folks? We just don't know sometimes what to believe when something like this happens. But the truth's going to come out. There's no doubt about that. The hard fact of the matter is that you do have these people that were massacred, and what a terrible tragedy it is. And so once again, our thoughts and our prayers go out to all those who are involved in this. Just a terrible, terrible thing. Folks, we're going to hit the bottom of the hour break, but Mary and Anthony, I'd like for you to hold on through that break, and we're going to be able to talk to you as soon as we come back from our short break here at the bottom of the hour. And by the way, folks, as well, typically in this segment, we're talking with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, author of the book Nullification. He's still kind of feeling under the weather. Did hear from him earlier today, and we expect that he'll be back with us on Friday. So I want you to head over to UndergroundUSA.com, find out everything about what they have to offer over there. And if you haven't yet, pick up a copy of the book Nullification. Frank Salvato is available on Amazon as well. We're doing a book surge for Frank Salvato, everybody. Stay right there. We are coming right back. I'll warn you.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. The Vatican marking Palm Sunday with a mass at St. Peter's Square. Officials estimated some 60,000 people attending the mass. Pope Francis pronouncing prayers, including for those impacted by the terror attack in Moscow over the weekend.
Assicuro la mia preghiera per le vittime del vile attentato terroristico compiuto l'altra sera a Mosca.
Gas prices have risen significantly over the last few weeks. Oil industry analyst Troby Lundberg, the publisher of the Lundberg Survey, reports that the U.S. saw a spike of 14 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks for a new national average of $3.60. She says one of the main factors is a rise in oil prices overall.
There's been an added risk premium because of recent activities in the Middle East and Russia.
This is USA News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
But we can certainly make it a little more, a little happier. we can set you off into your week. We can set the tone for the week here on this program. And if you're just waking up, you're just joining us, good morning to you, of course. Kyle Warren with you. And we have a lot more to tell you about and talk about here on the program this morning. Once again, we're typically talking with Frank Silvato in this segment of the broadcast on Monday mornings. He's still a little under the weather, but will be back with us on Friday, we understand. So head over to undergroundusa.com, find out all about Frank and his great book, Nullification. You can find over there. Also, you can find it on Amazon.com as well. All right, well, let's head over to the telephone lines. We have some callers patiently waiting this morning. We've got Mary in St. Pete. Good morning, Mary. You're on the program.
Hey, good morning. Yes, I was going to ask Chris Markowski, who was on, about when you asked him about the BRICS and that you keep hearing about it. Well, that's about all I hear about on what I'm watching on the computer or what channel I'm going to, is the BRICS. And BRICS makes sense because our American dollar is backed by nothing but thin air. It's debt. It's like as long as you have debt, I don't care if you're an individual or a country, you don't have any money. The United States doesn't have any money. So to keep up bringing up BRICS is a great idea. And just to go farther, to bring up NESARA, N-E-S-A-R-A, National Economic Security and Reformation Act, back from 1963, when JFK was trying to get that passed through Congress, and it is in the congressional record, look it up, to go back to a gold-backed currency system, which is real money backing the dollar. So, sure, these other guys, countries don't want to trade with America and their phony fiat dollar. So, yes, Kyle, I do read about that. I do think it's out there. I think you may have a double standard going on with the dollar, but I read that it's not being accepted in other countries. Some other countries, like big countries like Saudi Arabia and all there, they will get their currency together and leave America behind. We are backed by nothing but thin air. There is no money. It doesn't make sense to me. What do you think? Thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mary and St. Pete. I appreciate the call very much. Well, you know, I'll tell you, I think that it would be a very, it would be a very shocking thing. And that's kind of how the narrative goes with that, right? The idea that you could, you know, virtually overnight replace the dollar as the, as basically the reserve currency or the currency that you're going to buy oil in and these kinds of things. But I think it would have to be a major, major shift, to happen. The idea of having gold backed, well, that goes back to the very time. Pardon me, folks, I hit the cough button there. It goes back to the very time when we did come off of the gold standard, and that is a major consideration. But to think that we're going to see this come to fruition anytime soon, I'm not so sure about. But it is interesting. We do keep asking Chris about it because he does have a great area of expertise on that. But if Saudi Arabia were to do that, I mean, there's a lot of other things, too, that go into our relationships, especially with countries like Saudi Arabia. You know, we sell them a lot of military stuff and things like that. So it would be a massive sea change. I would think that the world would be in a very different situation if the BRICS thing were to really come into its own. But I appreciate the call. It's a great question. And you know, we shall see, but yeah, you definitely. This thing though too about creating money out of nothing and continuing the high level of spending, that's one of the things that's really going to get us if we're not careful, and that's why it's so important to try to come up with some plan where we actually really do reduce the deficit, and that's how much. And that's not your debt. There's the two different things, right? And if you don't start reducing the actual deficit, we're going to continue to feed out enough rope, if you get my drift. So that is a major consideration. All right, Anthony in Tampa, you're on the program this morning. Thanks for waiting, Anthony, and good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. You, along with Denise and Frank, are really educational for me. I get a lot of insight where I don't get it from, I would say, a lot of the other conservative shows, not a knock on them, but your 3 hours or 4 hours are just full of facts, and we definitely don't get that from the mainstream media, so I wouldn't encourage anybody to tune into that. Let me go into the fact that ever since Trump got elected, I would say between 2016 and 2020, it seems like there was a commencement of what we have presently right now. This country is in peril on multiple fronts. First of all, we have BLM, who took targets on police officers. Irregardless of what color they were shot and killed without concern. That's a terrorist organization right there. We have the unhinged trans characters who took out their anger and on schools and on young children. And we have the terrorist organizations who are in this country. The guy who took out the Pulse nightclub up in Orlando, he was a Muslim. And we have right now is the insurgence of illegals who are taking liberties upon children with their trafficking and women with those. So far, I think I've heard like 3 reports of women being attacked and murdered. This whole terrorist issue in Russia is not anything that we're going to be amiss of. I just feel like those are in the Palestinian parades. Any of those nutcases can become unhinged and go all nuts on any scenario, any place. So I think we have to have our heads on a swivel. Look around, you know, speak up. You see something that's suspicious, speak up. You know, look out for your fellow concert goers or sports game goers. You know, I have to say shame to those athletes. I know there's the sports media talk show hosts around the country who turned a blind eye to BLM. Shame on them, because what we see now is what they pretty much gave encouragement to, and BLM took a hold of that and went all out because they felt that they were being backed by these individuals in the media. And the media is not, they've been complicit to this too, because when BLM went all nuts in several cities, the national media and the local media here in Tampa turned a blind eye to them. So that's another area that's pretty much anti-conservative, anti-Christian, anti-Jewish, because the way they go about speaking pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel tells you a whole lot. So, focusing on news outlets that are pro-conservative, pro-common sense, and pro-American. And I have to point out the incident at the U.S. soccer team, men's soccer team today, with those Mexican fans spewing out hateful, discriminatory verbiage. This tells you a whole lot. I'm going to let you go with that. But keep up the good work, Kyle, and God bless this country.
Hey, thank you, Anthony. Yes, I appreciate your kind words. Thank you. Yes, and you're absolutely right. Yeah, God bless America. No doubt about that. We absolutely need it right now. There's no doubt about that. But I appreciate what Anthony was talking about. And, it just seems to me that, again, we got some real stark choices here. We got some real stark choices. And don't be fooled. And unfortunately, I think you have some voters who kind of think, well, it's 6 of 1 and half dozen of the other. And if I vote, if I don't vote, it really doesn't make any difference and things like that. But to try to arrest this spiral that we're going through, we need some real tough changes. We need to actually get some real leadership. And what were we told back in 2020? Well, the adults are all coming back in the room, and finally we won't have the chaos of Donald Trump. Folks, look around. The chaos it's at an exponential scale, isn't it? But we're going to fix it. We're going to put it right. That's our job. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, coming right back with Patrick Hyland.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, I can't get over those kind words from Anthony in Tampa. I appreciate it so very much. I mean, it really, really means a lot to know that we're having an impact. I mean, that's why we do this show. I mean, we really appreciate it, and definitely we'll pass that on to Denise and also to Frank as well. Very much appreciated. And like I said, this is what we do. I mean, we're trying to get the message out there. We're trying to break through the noise. We're trying to break through the narrative that the far left and the Democrat Party elite believe is absolutely, you know, their own thing. And they get to sort of make it do whatever it is that they want to do. Well, not so fast. Not so fast at all. All right. Well, we got Patrick Hyland, of course. He's host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida. And you can hear Patrick every Sunday from 11 a.m. Eastern to 12 p.m. Eastern. He's also known as the insurance quarterback. We talk to him every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the program. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. Like what you just said there. So true, man. Yep. Everybody needs to hear the truth and understand the truth and have a good plan. Have an understanding of what's going on in this great country of ours, and let's get it right. And the only way you do that is by sitting down, doing the research, and looking at what's best for the country. And that's what you should do, you know, with your own personal life, too. That's where I come in, Kyle, and help people out. So
that's right.
You know, anybody listening, if you need any help with their financial insurance needs, please feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. And what a weekend in sports, man. March Madness, woo, what a game. The number one ranked Houston Cougars barely hold off Texas A&M in an overtime game. So this March Madness is really sizing up to be what we want it to be. So I'm excited about it. We're down to the Sweet 16, and we'll see how that all plays out this Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday coming up. I can't wait, man. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Indeed.
Check out who comes or who doesn't. So, you know, a lot of long shots made it through the first round, surprisingly, this year. So a little different. It's getting a little bit more parity in college basketball, so that's a good thing. Had a big race there at the NASCAR Cup Series in Dakota. So that was pretty exciting for people to watch also. Now, here in Tampa Bay, Cal, we had the Valspar Championship Golf Tournament. You know, they played up at the Players last week and in Sawgrass. So great tournament up there. But Valspar gave everybody a thrill, too. This kid, Malnati, okay, he hasn't won in 8 years. Well, yesterday he put it together. It was a great scene with his wife and kids, and he just played great. So congratulations to him. It was a great tournament, great turnout, great for the community, and really happy that this community's really embracing sports even better. Every year it seems to get better here. You know, we get baseball going, and I can't wait for that, and get more people to go watch the Rays and make it happen. And obviously the Bucks and Lightning. And Lightning, they're starting to play some good hockey, Cal, down here. Mm-hmm. So are the Florida Panthers. We talked about it, you know, last week about the Florida teams and ice hockey of all things. The Sunshine State playing the ice game like you're supposed to. So they both should be in the playoffs, and we'll see what happens with them. A lot of people here in Florida follow those two hockey teams very well. They listen to the show and bring it up to me all the time. Don't forget to talk about hockey and the Lightning and the Panthers. You got it. So I'm going to make those people happy, Cal. They're listening to you. And,
very cool.
You know, you start to get a following and just keep up the good work, man. That's what it's all about.
Well,
so,
thank you.
Right.
I really appreciate that. I mean, that's really very cool to hear. Absolutely.
Yeah, man. You're doing a good job. I mean, you get better all the time. That's all anybody can do in this lifetime. You know? That's it. You know, you care about people just like I do. That's what it's all about. You care about our country, and you do the research. You look at things, and, you know, you don't do it in a slanted way or an angry way. You just do it in a philosophical and reliable way. So, you know, all anybody can ask. So,
well, thank you.
A lot of things happen at the NFL, man. You know, they're starting to really get the free agency going. They're really starting to see who's going to be their quarterbacks. This is going to be an interesting quarterback season. You know, it's the most important position in sports, in my opinion, and most looked after. And the Raiders, you know, the head coach, I'm glad he got Antonio Pierce, the former Raider. He is a Raider, and he believes in Aiden O'Connell. He's earned a chance. So we'll see what happens there. Jacoby Brissett, he's been all over the National Football League, Cal. And, you know, the Patriots might make him their number one quarterback this year. So we'll see if he can make it happen. And then Geno Smith out there in good old Seattle, you know, Florida State kid. Now he's starting to make it happen. So there's quarterbacks out there doing their thing. And for our friends up in New York City and in New Jersey, the Giants. Not sure if Daniel Jones is going to be back for week one of the season because of his knee injury. But with all the rehab and everything they can do nowadays, Cal, I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be back. Look at Aaron Rodgers. Tears his Achilles tendon. If he really had to play, he could have came back on the field in December. That's just unheard of. But that's where modern medicine's evolved. So that makes it better for sports also, I believe. So,
well, indeed.
It,
Well, I do have a quick question for you, though, and that...
Go for it, pal.
What do you think about, you know, it looks like Shohei Ohtani's going to talk to the media today for the first time after this whole controversy erupted with his interpreter and the gambling, and the, they're saying there's a massive theft involved. I mean, this is damage control like you wouldn't believe. I mean, he was supposed to... I mean, this was a huge story in and of itself because of how much they're paying him. It's going to the Dodgers. But where do you see this going?
Well, they're going to protect him any way they can. You know, he's a worldwide brand now, pal. And,
yeah.
I mean, I just don't want them to insult our intelligence. Please don't, okay? I know you have to kind of clean it up and make it look good. I just hope and pray that there wasn't any baseball betting, okay? And if there was, okay, then we have another fire to put out. Was there ever gambling against the Angels by the interpreter? If there wasn't, then you know what? Let's let it be. Okay, let's call it a day and just, you know, say, look, man, you can't even bet on baseball games that you're not involved in, okay? But come on, you know better than that, and so does he. But if it was on other things, okay, what's the big deal? Now, each club has their own rules and regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to be on your phone and do that? Some organizations, if you want to do that, okay. Don't have it on the sport you play. And others are like, please, you want to do that, go to the facility. Don't do it on your phone. But that's what's happened in our world, man. Think of all the things you can do via the phone now, okay? All the vices of the past, Kyle, that were society looked upon badly, you had to go somewhere and get it, and that now the gambling's right at the touch of your hand on the phone.
Yeah.
So that's what's occurred, and that's what's happened. I just hope that's, you know, not the case. And I hope they're honest about it, okay? Let's keep it real. And if he did do baseball, I mean, man, in football, if you do that, guess what? They suspend you for the whole year. I just can't see them wanting to suspend Ohtani for the whole year. That would not be good internationally or here in the States, okay? Do you slap him on the wrist and hit him for a 10-game suspension? You know, does that send a message? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
Indeed.
I don't know if we'll have the real truth. I hope we do, because I think the fans should know about, you know, what their players are doing and what's going on in their sport. And we all have a trademark and image to protect, but let's keep it real too, because I think you can do more damage if I insult your intelligence than if I say, Cal, I messed up, okay?
Right.
I apologize. Please forgive me. I'll do better. I've done better. Look at my whole body of work, not just that one speck on my resume.
Indeed.
So anyway, Cal, you have a great day. Look forward to talking to you Wednesday. And again, if I can help anybody out, give me a call. Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Cal. Keep up the great work.
Hey, thank you, Patrick. God bless. We'll talk on Wednesday. And folks, I can't believe it. We're out of here for the morning, but stay tuned to this radio station for more great talk radio. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.